I will try to be brief this morning, but I do want to preach to you that the Lord has laid upon our heart in the book of Mark, chapter 13. And we'll look for just a little while at some scripture and some things that God showed to me this week and helped me to see this week and revealed to me in this scripture. Now you pray as I look into this that God would have His way, that everyone would hear with their spiritual ears this morning what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. In Mark chapter 13, begin reading at verse 31. Stand with me this morning, if you will, for the reading of the Word of God in the presence of the Lord, and we will share His Word with you. Mark chapter 13, verse 31, the Bible said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." Our Father, as we come to you this morning, I thank you for the blessed Word of God that can encourage us, can strengthen us, can build us up, can give us guidance, can give us direction. I ask you this morning as we look into that blessed Word that you would have your way in every heart, every life. You know the needs that are present with us this morning. May this body be edified and built up due to the preaching of the Word of God. And we'll praise you for the results. We thank you for your presence. In the name of Jesus, we ask all that we ask. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. Now, Jesus had, in the previous part, or the first part of chapter 13, had begun to share with his disciples and with the people some of the signs of the end. And he had told them what to look for in the last days and what to expect in the last days. How many of you know that this scripture applies to us today just as well as it did to the disciples in that day? This scripture is never old. It's always new, and it always applies right now. Amen. It's always in the present tense, and it always applies as of today. And then Jesus, after that, he gave all of these signs, he counsels his disciples and the people to watch. Four times in the scripture that I read in your hearing is the word watch used. It's found in verse 33. It's found again in verse 34 and 35 and 37. The word watch. Mark 14:38, Jesus counsels us, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak." To watch, or to observe, or to stand watch, or to be a watchman, means to be a lookout, to watch out, to peer into the distance, to see approaching danger. And if I were to say to you this morning, if there was ever a time when we need to be watching, it's today. There's not a doubt in my mind. We, as God's people, need to be watching what's going on. We need to be watching what's going on in our government and in the stock market and everything around us. Even in the church, we need to be very observant and very watchful of what's going on. If I were to speak to you this morning, I would speak to you on this thought. I want to talk to you today about the fourth watch. Now you see, in Scripture, the watches were divided into four watches. There was one from 6 o'clock in the evening till 9 o'clock. And then there's one from 9 till midnight. And then there's one from midnight till 3. And then there's another from 3 a.m. until 6 a.m. Now, if you will watch in verse 35 what Jesus said, he said, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or the morning." Covers all four watches. Amen. But I want to talk to you and concentrate this morning on the fourth watch. Jesus, remember when the disciples were out on the sea and the wind was blowing and the waves were raging and the storm was raging and Jesus came to them walking on the water? You know what watch he came in? The Bible said he came in the fourth watch. That means he came somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. To them walking on the water. And the Bible said he would have passed by them if they hadn't seen him. It was a fourth watch that I want to talk to you about this morning. I want to say to you that the fourth watch is the most important. The fourth watch is that watch just before a new day breaks. Flip with me to the book of Matthew, if you will, chapter 24 and verse 43. I want to read some scripture to you this morning. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 43. Very important scripture. "But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up." Folk, listen, it's important that we be on the lookout or we be on watch for what the enemy is doing. How many of you know that when you lose concentration and you get distracted, that's about the time when the enemy is going to show up at your house? Amen? He's going to attack you in the time you least expect it. So God counsels us and commands us, actually, to keep watch, to be vigilant, to know what's going on around us, to be aware of what the circumstances are around us and in our life. The first watch that I want to talk to you about tonight is linked with the call of God upon your life. It was the call of God upon Israel, and it depicts the call of God upon Israel, and it's synonymous with the call upon my life and your life. If we'll enter into the call of God and watch as the call of God is coming upon our life, we can see God's times of visitation. We can observe in the first watch what God is doing in our life and what God would want us to do. The second watch depicts a time when we get scattered. How many of you know God's people get scattered? Amen? No? As we can see from the scripture I just read you, Matthew 24, verse 43, people get scattered. This man, the Bible said, if he had known what time the thief was going to come, he would have watched. How many of you know the thief's not going to dial up your phone number and say, "Hey, I'm coming over your house tonight at 9:30 and I'm going to rob you"? He's not going to notify you when he's coming. So you better be aware the possibility exists at all times that he's going to show up. And listen, when the devil gets involved in things, there is usually a scattering of the people of God. How many of you know when a wolf attacks a sheepfold, they scatter? Every time. So the first watch is linked with the call of God on your life. The second watch comes at a time of scattering. The third watch is linked with the concept of Peter's denial. The third watch represents the trial of your faith. Instead of watching, Peter hid from the Lord in fear and actually sat by the enemy's fire and denied him. And the Bible said it was in the third watch that he did that. He was sitting by the fire of the enemy when the Lord told him that he was going to deny him three times. It was in the third watch of the night. But the fourth watch, the watch that I want to deal with tonight, comes during the time of the Lord's revealing his glory in the church. There is a breaking after the fourth watch, there's going to be a breaking of a new day. Amen. The fourth watch is the watch that heralds the dawning of a new day. And I believe, folk, that we are in the fourth watch in a time period that God has initiated upon this earth. This is where the identity of our future is established, is in the fourth watch. We are sitting in the fourth watch, that period of time. The darkest hour, the Bible said, is just before dawn. And we look around us and everything is dark. But I'm here to tell you this morning, according to the Word of God, it's going to break into a beautiful day for God's children. How many of you realize that? See, that fourth watch is that watch just before dawn comes. That's the darkest hour. And you look around you in the world today and you see darkness on every hand. Governments are out of control. They don't know what to do. People are out of control. They're losing those things that they trusted in. They're losing those things that they put their faith in. It's not working for them anymore. Did you know that the Bible forecasts that there will come a time when people will throw their money in the streets? Folk, listen, you can't trust money. You can't trust your government. You better have your trust in God, and you better be watching. We are in the fourth watch. This old world's in a shambles. As I said, Judy and I talked to a man Friday that had lost his savings, lost all of it. It's gone. Will he get it back? Probably not. 70 years old. That's sad. Wouldn't it have been better to have invested in God's kingdom where it would have been safe? How many of you know the Bible said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal? Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Folk, listen, if there was ever a time that we need to be investing in the kingdom of God and putting our faith and our trust in the kingdom of God, it's in the fourth watch. And we're in the fourth watch. The fourth watch has a lot of implication to it. And I want to share some of those things with you this morning. The fourth watch is a time for God's people to be aware and to awake to a latter-day blessing and leave off our wanderings. Back up to the book of Hosea with me. Hosea is one of those little prophets. And I like to get into those little prophets right before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those minor prophets, they call them. But there's a lot of, there's nuggets and nuggets of blessing in those little books of the Bible. And Hosea is one of those. And God says something here that I want to share with you. And I want you to remember that the New Testament says in the book of, I believe it's James, that one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years is as one day. You remember that scripture? All right, I want you to listen to this scripture. In Hosea chapter 6, are you there? God is expressing His displeasure with Israel and talking about Israel's rebellion against God in the book of Hosea. And this is Israel's response. Listen to what it is. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn and He will heal us. He hath smitten and He will bind us. After 2 days will He revive us. Now remember, I just told you 1,000 years is a day. A day is as 1,000 years. How many of you in here can tell me how long it's been since Jesus walked this earth? 2,000 years. Or 2 days. After 2 days will He revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. How many of you know that God promised 1,000-year millennial reign in which we would reign with Him in His sight? We would see Him. He would see us. He will reign in His father David's stead, or on His father David's throne in Jerusalem. Think about that for a minute. We are at the dawning of a new day. We are at the dawning of that time period when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back after a church without spot and without blemish. He's going to rapture that church into heaven to be with Him and His Father. There's going to be a judgment and rewards are going to be passed out. And while that's going on in heaven, there's going to be hell on earth. The tribulation, the great tribulation, is going to break forth on this earth. How many of you know you're living in that time period right now when preparations are being made for a one world government and a one world ruler? It's going to take somebody of excellent attraction and charisma to attract enough people to pull this world out of the mess she's getting in right now. You know that? How many even know the world's setting up for the Antichrist? We're going to be in heaven during that 7 years. Walt Mills sings a song about the rapture. He says, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to be gone for 7 years, but I'm coming back. How many of you know the church is coming back? After a 7 year period of tribulation on this earth, the Bible said that Jesus is going to split the eastern sky riding on a white horse, and the saints of God are come back with Him riding white horses. And this time we're coming to the earth to rule and to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Third day. After 2 days, will He revive us. In the third day, He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain upon the earth. We are living in the fourth watch, folks. We are in that time period in history when God's people should be aware of what's going on. And we should await to the latter day blessings that God is about to pour out on the church. The fourth watch is a time for God's people to break religious traditions and rituals. Get them out of the way and begin to lean on the Spirit of God for direction, for understanding. If there was ever a time when we needed direction, it's today. You don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. The fourth watch is a time for a new reality of His power to overtake His people. We need to understand that God has always been willing to heal, willing to deliver. But we need a new reality. We need a new and fresh revelation of that in our churches and in our personal lives to understand that that's what's going on. The fourth watch is a time when our faith is being tested. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If I lost $80,000 in cash money, my faith would be tested. I don't know about yours. That would be a hard pill to swallow. The fourth watch should be a time when our vision and our provision is being released. The fourth watch should be a time to display a new bold identity in the Lord. You remember a young lady by the name of Esther who had no heritage, was born a Jewish orphan that one day ended up being queen? New identity, amen? And Esther was bold with that identity because she's the one that actually saved the Jewish people. Her uncle Mordecai said, Esther, you might be born for such a time as this. Folk, I'm here to tell you, you were born for the fourth watch. Otherwise, you'd have been born in 1776 when this country was first formed, or 1533 before it was formed, or 1920 or earlier. But you were born for this time right here. You were born for that fourth watch. You were born for that time when God's power and God's deliverance is about to take place in the earth. God is going to demonstrate that He is still God. And we are coming up on the dawning of a new day. We're in the fourth watch. We ought to be watching what God is doing. You see, the fourth watch, this one excites me, is a time when the Lord will give us His plan to restore all. How many of you ever had the devil steal anything from you? Amen. Listen to this. Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Did you know that was in the Bible? The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. How many of you know God knows where all the dollars are? They're coming into the church, folks. Amen. Go to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Listen to the Word of God. James chapter 5 and verse 1. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your misery that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupt, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for when? The last days. Behold, the hire of the laborer who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord. Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruits of the earth, and had long patience for it, until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Do you think God doesn't hold justice in his hand? If there was ever a time when you were done wrong, and there wasn't anything you could do about it, if there was ever a time when God's people were cheated and they couldn't do anything about it and had to walk away from it, do you think God don't know about that? How many of you know vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. The rich men and women of this world who are arrogant toward God and toward the things of God, do you think they're going to get away with that? I can assure you they're not. I can assure you that at the dawning of the day that we are looking at, and we are looking at it from the fourth watch, things are going to be justified. God is going to do some things in this very near future that's going to amaze a lot of people. And one of them is he's going to restore. How many of you know the Bible said if the thief is caught, he must restore not once, but seven times what he stole? I'm getting excited, aren't you? Because the devil has stole some things from me and from you over the years. It ought to be a time when we're getting excited because God's fixing to balance the scales here. Amen? There ought to be a time we are watching in the fourth watch. Folk, we ought to be awake. We ought to be aware. We ought to be wide awake as to what's going on. When the thief is found out, he's going to have to restore seven times. The fourth watch is the time to sound a clear warning to those that are around us who will listen. Not everybody's going to listen. Not everybody is going to hear. Back up with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 50. And we're going to do two or three things in the book of Isaiah, but this one is chapter 50 and verse 4. If there was ever a time when the church needs to be sounding a clear message, an undeniable message, it's right now in the fourth watch. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4 says this, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. If there was ever a time when God's church needs to be sounding a clear message, it's today. We ought to be letting people know exactly what's going on, exactly where we stand, exactly where they stand. If they accept that, fine. If they don't accept it, fine. God doesn't give me the responsibility to force them to accept it. He simply commissions me to tell them what's going on. And the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. That leaves us without excuse when we say, well, I don't know how to tell people. I don't know what to say. I don't know enough. Yes, you do. Listen. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. How many of you know that a word out of season is not going to do any good anyway? Yes, God commissions us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, but how many of you realize that you can be so forceful in trying to do it, if you're out of season, you're going to make people mad. But if you do it in season, if you do it when God's working on the other end, that's what this is talking about. This is the season, folks. People are running to and fro in the earth right now. They don't know which way to turn. Your lost friends, they have no idea who to put their trust in. They don't know who to vote for. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with their money. They don't know what's going to happen with their job. A word in season will touch those people. How many of you know that's our responsibility? Just a word in season. And God has given us the tongue of the learned in order for us to do that. So we as a church in the fourth watch should be a time of our sounding a clear, clear warning to those around us. You see, the fourth watch is that watch that declares the breaking of a new day. Declares that dawn is coming. Psalms chapter 30 said, weeping may endure for a night. Joy cometh in the morning. There's a new day dawning. We're in the fourth watch. And we are watching what's going on. Isaiah chapter 58. Share some things with you. Amen. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 4. Let's go to verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is not this not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, and thou coverest him, that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Listen, this is a promise. Then shall the light break forth as the morning, a new dawn, a new day. And thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. You want answer to prayer? Just learn this scripture right here. Keep it in your heart. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. How many of you know things are fixing to get rough? Amen. People are losing their jobs everywhere. Unemployment rate's high right now. People are losing their wealth. They're losing their fortune. Things are fixing to get tough. God is laying out a plan for us that are on the fourth watch to be aware of what's going on. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, that thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwelling. What I get out of that scripture, God is preparing a people who are aware that they're in the fourth watch right now. And they're watching at what's going on. They're aware of it. They're awake. They're wide awake. And we're about to dawn into a new day. For God's people, it's going to be a day of blessing. But for a lot of people, it's going to be a day of heartache. But God says to us, if we will see to those people, when we see them in need, we meet those needs, God's going to bless us. How's He going to bless us? Well, the first way I believe He's going to bless us is found in verse 8. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. I believe for those people who are obedient to God, that God is saying right here in this scripture that you're going to have uncommon health. Oh, but you don't understand, preacher. I've had diseases and I've had sickness and I've had troubles all my life with my health. What did it say? And thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. You want to get a touch from God in your health? Do what God tells you to do. Second way is that you will have uncommon guidance from God. Isn't that awesome? In this day, folk, we need some guidance. How many of you know that? Look at verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee, what? Continually. Not just every now and then, but continue. How many of you have ever run up against a problem and you just didn't know how to handle it? You didn't know what to do. You didn't know which way to turn. Huh? I've been there. Bible said the Lord will guide. And what is the condition? Just read it. It is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked that thou cover him. Just doing what God told us to do originally. Amen? But He promises us not only uncommon health, uncommon guidance, financial favor. Listen. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, uncommon guidance, and satisfy thy soul in the drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Folk, that's uncommon favor in finances, especially in a drought. When things are going rough, if you want the blessings of God, you got to be obedient to the Word of God. You know what else? And this one I like. He promises us uncommon family reconciliation. Now you need to listen to this one. Verse 12. And they that shall be of thee and shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called what? The repairer of the breach. The restorer of paths to dwelling. You know what God's saying there? He promised this to you when you got saved. He said He would save you and your house. Did He not? There are families that are split, that are divided. There have been angry words spoken. There have things happened over the years. But if you look at it on the surface, it appears that family will never have an opportunity to be united. But I'm telling you, in this day that's coming, that opportunity will exist. And you can be the repairer of the breach, the rebuilder of the wall, the restorer of family relationships. So God promises us in this last day uncommon health, uncommon guidance, uncommon financial favor, and uncommon family reconciliation. That ought to be good news. That ought to make a Baptist shout. Amen? Uncommon health, uncommon guidance, uncommon financial favor, and uncommon family restoration. How? Because we realize we're in the fourth watch, and we are awake, and we are watching. Isaiah 51:11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Watch. 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 The fourth watch. The one that's important. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, between 3 and 9 o'clock, or at midnight, between 9 and 12 o'clock, or at the cock crowing, between 12 and 3 o'clock. Or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he finds you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Folk, we're living in the fourth watch. We're living in that watch that declares that very soon now, there will be the dawn of a brand new day. It's a different day than we've known before. It's a different day than any that we've ever experienced, because it's a day when God's people are going to be walking in God's relationship the way He wants them to walk. It's the dawning of a brand new day. Get ready. Yeah, there's heartache. There's trouble. People are losing their shirt right now. People are losing their jobs right now. But I am telling you, it's all preparation for what God's doing. We need not be deceived. If there was ever a time when we need to rededicate, recommit ourselves, and say, this is the day that I'm going to follow the Lord, and I'm going to listen to His voice, and I'm going to go forward with Him. You see, that's why it excites me, and Sister Bernie and I were talking about it earlier, about building a bigger church. Because I believe with all my heart we're fixing to have to fill one. We're in the fourth watch. Look around you. Just observe what's going on. Be aware. Be awake. And observe what's happening around you, and you will know that God's in this thing. Amen? Bruce, I want you to come, if you will. Get your guitar. I don't want to close this service without giving you an opportunity to pray. Giving you an opportunity to deal with anything that's in your life that God has pointed out to you during this service. Anything that's standing between you and the Lord right now. Folks, we are, as Christians, coming up on a day when we ought to really be excited about what's about to happen. Because every bit of it is fulfilled in prophecy, and it's all told to us in the Word of God. We know. If we really believe that Christ is soon coming back, then we know what's happening. But God has His hand on His people. And He's not going to take it off. It's going to get better for us. It's going to get worse for the world, but it's going to get better for God's people. If you need to pray this morning, let's stand to our feet as He sings one verse of this song. You slip out of your seat and come. We'll pray together. Amen. If you have a need, you bring it to the Lord this morning.